Hello boys and girls, and today we are going to do a quick review of the newest Demon Slayer Mugen Train movie. I've finally had some time to watch it today. Actually, today was the second day of release, I guess, if you can call it, at least over here in Australia. I think the US and stuff, you guys might be getting it later, or maybe it's been released, I don't know. But since I have a few listeners from the US, so I'm just saying that it's probably already come out, or one of you guys probably seen it, or one of you guys are still really waiting for it, and still not, you still haven't got it yet, so be patient, wait for it. And yeah, it's not gonna be, hopefully it's not gonna be too long for some of you guys, who are still waiting. And you guys who've seen it, now everyone, at least not everyone, but a lot of people in Australia can now see it. Most people in Australia can now see it if they wish to, I guess. I think, just because of how big this movie is, and just how big Demon Slayer has been, I think Demon Slayer was the biggest anime in 2019, and I think that is saying something, considering how many good animes there were in 2019. Like, on top of my head is, there's, what's that, no, fucking Vagabond, Vinland Saga. Let me go to 2019 or 2020 Anime Awards, just so I can get a glimpse of what was around. Mob Psycho Season 2 was released as well. My Hero Academia was that year, which is a big year, considering last year we also didn't get My Hero for... we didn't get My Hero last year. Carlton Tuesday, which kind of was pretty big, considering it was also... It's a Netflix original, in a way. Promised Neverland.
Power off.
Sorry, just turning on my TV. There's another, the One Punch Man Season 2, Dororo, Fruits Basket, the first season. What else? JoJo, Golden Wind. It's just Astro Lost in Space, Fire Force. There's so many, Kaguya-sama. There's so many good animes, and so many, fucking Dr. Stone even. And Demon Slayer kind of took the crown of, like, the biggest anime of 2019. And that is a big, like, thing. Because, like, Jujutsu Kaisen by last year, I think because with how quiet anime was last year. Or how many... Usually, I think it's also a sort of weak year, considering how strong it's been the last few years. We always get like a number of amazing shows, and just now I think there's a lot of solid shows this year, but there's not that many standouts. Like, even last 2020, like, you can't really say what show was like super duper massive in 2020, apart from Jujutsu Kaisen probably you can say, but like apart from that, like, there's a lot of second seasons. Obviously, like, ReZero second season was a massive thing. The fact that we got Origarishin 3 is massive. But a lot of these shows, like, keep your hands off Eizouken, Teleidbound, Hanagakun, like, these first seasons, or, like, these originals, I guess. There's not that many of them that are really massive last year. I think last year was, like, sort of the year of solid animes. I thought it was a pretty good year, me personally. There's a lot of decent shows. It's just like 2018, 2019 was such a high standard being set, especially 2018. I think 2018 had like Devilman Crybaby, Place for the Universe, Hinamatsuri, Megalobox, Valdavigan, Zombieland Saga, My Hero Season 3, SSSS Gridman, Overlord, Gordon Kamui, Gretsuko, Bunny Girl, like, Bunny Girl was, I guess... Oh, sorry. JoJo was 2018 to 2019, so, because it was a 37-episode thing. So, technically, it's 2018, but let's say it's also 2019. Let's just say that. Darling the Franks. There's so many big shows. Like, not, I'm not saying all of them are amazing or anything, but, like, there was a lot of big shows that came out in 2018 and 2019 as well. Like, Promised Neverland, Demon Slayer, obviously fucking massive. But, like, you're getting shows like Vinland Saga. But there's a lot of really, like, solid, like, there's so many amazing shows in 2019 and 2020. Apart from, like, a handful of shows, I would say two or three that are, like, originals or, like, a first season of. Like, I would say Jujutsu Kaisen Great Pretender would be up there. And then maybe, like, shows like Akudama Drive was pretty decent. Rent a Girlfriend, I guess, is popular and is not that bad. But, like, I think a lot of the best shows of last season was, like, the second season or the third season of a show. And that's great. Like, it's not that... we also had Danmachi as well. Like, season 3 of Danmachi, which I think is the best season of Danmachi. But last year was kind of quiet. But the big thing about last year was the release, at least in Japan, of Demon Slayer Mugen Train. Or the Demon Slayer... the Mugen Train arc, based on, from the manga. What the fuck am I on about? So the Mugen Train movie is based on the Mugen Train arc from the manga, which I think spanned from Volume 7 to Volume 8. I do have the Demon Slayer manga, so if I'm not mistaken, it is Volume 7 and 8. Sort of half of Volume 7, I think, and a majority of Volume 8. So it's like a full volume being turned into a movie, which is pretty big, considering that a lot of mangas usually, like, a lot of anime, sorry, would adapt, like, one volume of manga, and they turn it to, like, two episodes, which is about, like, 40 minutes of content, which is crazy, right? Like, you have this manga that take you, that's, like, at least 20, 30 minutes of reading time, and you know, you turn it to a movie where there's action, there's music, sound, and explanation and stuff, and I don't know, like, if a manga takes about 20, 30 minutes to make, 20, 30 minutes to read, I reckon, like, at least an hour and a half of content can be delivered in a way, so, like, two or three episodes of an anime, per one volume manga would be great, and I think that's what they did with the Demon Slayer manga. In a way, it was kind of overstretched a little bit. That's why I kind of fell in and out of love of Demon Slayer, especially the first season, considering, I guess it's good that it wasn't rushed, but also some parts of the show was a little bit slow, especially the final 6 or 7 episodes, the final bit of Demon Slayer, I think. Because you kind of want to get out in a bang, but Demon Slayer, the way Demon Slayer Season 1 ended didn't really come out with a bang. I think with most shows, it would end with the whole battle between Tanjiro and the Little Moon Demon. And I think Reiji, whatever his name is. I think that's how most, especially shonen animes, would want to end. Instead, they ended sort of in this, like, sort of training arc thing, which was not least interesting, but, like, let's be honest, guys, like, watching people train isn't really the main thing, the main beef of a show, which I don't mind watching. I don't mind that they are training, I don't mind that they're developing the characters, but I just did not like that that's the way the show ended. Maybe they could have cut a few parts and end up having the Mugen Train arc in the first season somehow. Maybe squeeze it in on the first season, and that's how the season ends, with how the Mugen Train movie ends, and then we get the movie for the next arc, which I just don't know the name of. I know what happens. I've read it, so. But I just don't know what it's called, the arcs. Asakusa arc, Rehabilitation arc, Entertainment District arc. So, technically, we don't have that many arcs left. Because we only have the Entertainment District arc, Swordsmith Village arc, Hashira Training arc, and then the Final Battle arc, which consists of two different arcs, which is Infinity Castle arc and Sunrise Countdown arc. So I'm currently in the Infinity Castle arc, manga-wise, because I'm kind of... I'm buying the physical copies of the manga, so that's how... Because I kind of don't want to, like, finish too much in one go, in a way, so... Yeah... I'm just kind of waiting, like, every few months for the manga to come out to release, and then I'll watch it, and then I'm like, oh my god, and then I'll wait for, like, another 2 months, because I kind of don't want to finish it all in one go, which I can see myself doing. So, there's a lot of arcs. I think, yeah, Final Selection, First Mission, Asakusa, Suzumi, Natagumo, Mountain, Rehabilitation. That's, like, 6 arcs in the first season. And Mugen Train Mate was in one movie, and we technically only have, like, 4 arcs left, but considering we probably only have, we still have, like, how many volumes of manga being, like, volume 9 to volume, like, 23, I think 23 is the final volume of, I kind of don't want to read that, I thought I was gonna spoil myself of Demon Slayer. That would not be good, because I actually don't know what's happening in Demon Slayer, as well as Attack on Titan, so, I'm keeping out from the whole manga world, and I guess that's good that people in manga don't really spoil as much as anime, I guess, so. So, I think the Mugen Train arc ended about end of Volume 8, let's say. I don't really remember exact point, but let's say it does. We still have, like, volume 9 to volume 23 to adapt, so that's, like, what, 15 volumes to adapt, which is a lot. So I'm kind of excited into how they're gonna do this. Are they gonna do, like, 2 seasons and a movie, or are they just gonna do 2 seasons? Because we are getting a second season, but I just have a weird feeling that the second season would not be that long. And we know it's going to be the Entertainment District arc, which is about 30 chapters. And with the Mugen Train being 17 chapters, for example. That's why I got, I guess, and that's about movie length. So length of the movie was about 2 hours, I think, if I was not mistaken. So let's say it was 2 hours. Because I thought the pacing of Mugen Train was not that bad. I think about 2 hours. So let's say it's... Let's say we just double it to 4 hours, let's say. Let's say Entertainment District needs about 4 hours of content. So 4 hours is about 240. 240 divided by 20 is about 12. Yeah, 12, right? No. 240. So about 12 episodes. Yep. So, I guess the second season can be a... in my opinion, if they're releasing it this year, it might be a half a... Because I think the first season of Demon Slayer got, like, 26 episodes. I would not be surprised if we're only getting, like, 13 episodes of... Which is, like, about a season. 12 or 13 episodes for the second season. It'll just be about... the Entertainment District arc, but, like, don't worry, guys, it's quite a long arc, and, I mean, the longest one is the Infinity Castle, because I'm still there, I'm still in the Infinity Castle, it's been a while, I'm still stuck in the Infinity Castle arc, but it's about 30 chapters long, so it's gonna be pretty long arc, or they can do Entertainment and Swordsmith Village arc in one season. And then, but the thing is, the Hashira Training arc is only 9 chapters, so, like, where are you going to put it? So, I had a discussion about this. I think it's going to be a 26 episode. It's either they're just going to do, because of them not having as much time, because it's this year, if they're releasing it this year, the movie was last year, and the first season was 2019, so we're getting a Demon Slayer thing every single year. Let's say COVID and shit... happening, I think COVID's one of the biggest reasons why we're probably only gonna get a 13 episode arc, or 12 episode arc. But without COVID, I would even still say that with UFO Table not doing anything really, because I think all the Fate stuff is done by UFO, like UFO Table's not no longer doing the Fate stuff since the end of the Heaven's Feel arc, so the Heaven's Feel movies, so those are done, so they're not doing any Fate stuff, because the next big Fate thing is the Grand Order one, and I think that's going to be Cloverworks or A1 Pictures doing it, so they, I think they've cleared their schedules, they have nothing really much to do, considering how successful Demon Slayer movie was, and also the first season. I think, hopefully we're going to get a, at the very least, if we can get Entertainment District arc to be a season, like, to be adapted, I'd be still pretty happy, but if we can go all the way to the Hashira training arc, and then either have a movie or, like, a third season, hopefully it's the third season, just because I just don't want to rush it, in any way, for the final battle arc, that would be amazing, like, imagine that, that would be amazing. The thing with movies is that, number one, we, everyone else but Japan, like, we all have to wait, like, months on end, just, we wait, like, 3 to 6 months, even, like, people in the US would wait, like, a whole year, just to finally be able to watch some anime movies, so, I hate it when it becomes a movie, like, I hate anime, watching, like, when an anime movie is released, it's like, gratitude, like, I'm glad, like, it came out, or there is one, but also I'm like, fuck, why can't they just make it an anime, like, cause so we can watch it, like, right away, or maybe, like, guys, people in Japan, like, why do we have to wait half a year for Demon Slayer, like, you know it's gonna make money here, like, why do you have to wait so long, I don't know, hopefully one day we no longer have to wait for stuff to release from Japan, like, at least we're getting stuff from Japan getting released here, like anime movies, but like, come on guys, like, please, like, we can, like, get it sooner, you know what I mean, maybe we can even get in the same fucking time, okay, and, yeah, I haven't actually talked anything about the movie, overall, the movie, I thought was pretty, was very good, I mean, I've already read it, a while back, so I don't remember too much. How long ago did I read? Probably even like not a year, like half a year ago, or like close to a year ago when I started reading the seventh volume. I think I picked up the seventh volume in a convention. Just didn't read it for some reason, and then the continued, and then I just read it. And I was like, fuck, this is so good. So I kept buying the manga for it. And then, this is where I'm at. And, yeah, maybe about a year, let's say. So I don't really remember what happened. Apart from, like, some of the big bits. And I really enjoyed it. I knew coming in that it wasn't my favorite arc. Or at least my favorite arc so far. And so my expectations of it wasn't as high as some people might be, especially the non-manga readers. People just enjoy watching the show and not really read. And I found the story and everything, and the parts that they cut, or the bits that they kept, I think also was the right bits. There was, like, a scene in the manga. It might be an after credits, but from what I've heard, there are no after credits. I might be wrong of the movie. And there's this, like, sort of touching scene between Tanjiro and another character. And I didn't... If this was not in the after credits scene, I think it was a waste, because I wish it was added. But overall, I think it's a very interesting arc, and it's a very weird way of, it's a completely different way, and in my opinion, someone who's read it up to volume, like, 19, no other demon has fought the same way as they did in this one, which is the one of the villains, or like the villain of the movie. I'm not gonna say if there's only one or two villains, or maybe even more. I'm not gonna say. It can be one, it can be two, it can be three, it can be four, it can be five. Okay, go watch the movie. But one of the villains in the movie just uses a technique that's quite different, and they fight, try to fight the Demon Slayers in a very different way. And that was interesting, and I mean, I knew it was happening, but when reading it, it was quite interesting to see how, because usually it's like, me versus you, let's fight, 1v1, like, fucking swinging swords and shit. But the way the demon tried to outsmart and fight the Demon Slayers was pretty interesting. But what I did not like was how dramatic everything is. I guess it is a shonen, and I guess, like, they're fighting for their lives and stuff, so it kind of has to be dramatic, but it's dramatic to the way where I just found it, like, kind of, I was a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Fucking hell. I can't even think of the word I'm looking for. I just kind of felt kind of weird watching some of the scenes, just some parts of the movie, just because how overdramatic certain scenes is, and how, like, it's that whole, like, anime trope when they're trying to do something really hard, and they just scream, and they're just like, and you're just there like, dude, it's, you don't have to fucking, like, you don't have to do that. Like, this is not fucking Dragon Ball, okay? And that's what I call, like, that's what I love about Hunter x Hunter, because they don't need to scream, or, unless it's, like, Gon when he's, you know, like, trying to go super fucking Saiyan, because it's Gon, but, like, everyone else is just there, like, okay, I need to power up, or I need to do this, or, like, okay, I'll just do it. But with Demon Slayer, it just follows that fucking, like, shonen action trope, where they just scream, and then something happens, and gives them extra power for some reason. That happened sometimes in the movie. I sort of felt, apart from the main villain's powers as well, like, what I liked about Demon Slayer usually, and the arcs after that, was the reasoning behind the demon's actions was explored, and why they became a demon, and what were they when they were humans. And at least, I don't remember if they really talked about it in the manga, but at least in the show, in the movie, it wasn't that well established. It was sort of like, I'm evil, I'm bad, because I am. And you're just there like, okay, that's cool. You're just the bad person, and yeah, happy days, I guess. But it was kind of disappointing, like, seeing that, especially when you're giving so much time as well to the protagonist, and the fact that you're not giving any for the antagonist, I think is kind of just kind of felt disappointed with that. I guess they don't want to go over the 2-hour mark, or this is if there's some sort of stories in the manga. I legit don't remember. I might have to give it another read, but even if it doesn't, I think I can just criticize it the same way. But I think the villains were quite weak in this movie. In that motive and that likability wise, I guess. I'm not saying Muzan and all the other villains in Demon Slayer are likable, but at least they're interesting, and you can see a reason behind their madness, and you can kind of sympathize with them. While I think the villains in this arc was quite weak. But what's not weak are the protagonists, especially in the Flame Husher Rengoku. I think, considering with the other arcs, I think this Mugen Train has the best Hashira. At least a Hashira in, like, Hashira. Because a lot of the arcs, so the remaining, so the three arcs, so the Natagumo Man arc introduces Shinobu and Gyu. The Mugen Train introduces Rengoku. Entertainment is what's his name? Tengen Uzu, the Sound Hashira. And then the Swordsmith Village arc, we're introducing, no, not him, Mitsuri Kanroji. So she is the Love Hashira, and then the Genya is a character that you learn, but it was the Miss Hashira, Muchiro, which I guess is interesting. I'm gonna talk less about the movie, but more on the Demon Slayer world in general. And it's a kind of weird choices of Hashiras. I kind of wish they, because it was sort of like them training and them learning, like Tanjiro getting stronger, and all of a sudden, like, he's fighting with the Hashiras, and it, I think the development and everything was pretty good, and then it was sort of like, shit, we've already done so many volumes, so now we're gonna do, I've not finished the final battle arc, but considering the final battle was about 69 chapters long, is quite long. And I think it's several volumes. And considering Demon Slayer not only being about 23 volumes, I think there's quite of a controversy with the ending of the show, ending of the manga. So I think that's something that I'm probably going to be introduced to when I start reading it a bit more. It's quite interesting. It's just like two big arcs, like a sort of like training arc, the one that we got with the rehabilitation training arc, and then it's like final battle. So that's quite massive of a jump. I never really thought of that, but I just thought of that, and I was like, they kind of rushed. I feel like Demon Slayer, I'm not kind of saying that it should be, but it can kind of go for, like, several volumes longer. Like, at least one or two arcs more, where we can, like, talk, and we can fight, where it shows Tanjiro fighting with the other Hashiras, because really, there's still a bunch of other Hashiras that he doesn't really talk to or doesn't really interact with. And then in the final arc so far, I'm like, okay, I don't really care what happens to that character, because, or to that Hashira, because I don't know what he's, I don't know anything about him. Like, I don't know why I should care about this character. And that was a big problem with me reading the final arc, was because everything was, because, okay, there's Giyu, Mitsuri, Obanai, Sanami, Gome, like we didn't get to really know the three other Hashiras, which is Obanai, Sanami, and Gome, apart from Sanami having a little brother. So Sanami is the Wind Hashira, as Obanai is a Serpent Hashira, and Gome is the Stone Hashira. And you do get to know him a little bit they get to know them a little bit more later on, but the fact that there's no arc that kind of centers of them, so like I said, they could kind of still go one or two arcs more, maybe with Sanami, maybe even Gome, who is like ranked as one of the strongest, if not the strongest Hashira, and one of the strongest characters as well. So I think that would be extremely interesting. That would have been interesting, but like, we'll see. I'll make all of these. I'll make like a final, I guess, video, or like not video, final like opinion. Thing, opinion, podcast, when I've finally read every single thing in Demon Slayer, when I finish Demon Slayer, I guess. And that would be fun. But overall, I think the movie is very, very, very good. I genuinely think if there's some sort of extreme screen or IMAX or whatever option, I think you should do it. Number one, I say that because in Australia, like, for some reason, like, cinemas for a lot of movies is not great. Like, not, I guess it's okay, but for anime movies especially, it can be quite horrendous. Like, I've watched, I think it was Konosuba or Bunny Girl, and the volume was so low. Like it would be an explosion, and you're just there, like, my fucking speakers at home is legit. What's that fucking thing on TV? Soundbar. My soundbar at home is louder than the fucking speaker that they're using in the cinemas for some of these anime movies. I haven't really watched a normal movie for a while. Like, I think last movie I watched was Tenet, and that was, like, June, July of last year. So that was the final, like, normal, like, non-anime movie I watched in the cinema. And I remember the speakers not being amazing, but it was still decent. And then I think I watched Digimon or something shortly after that, like, not that long after that. I was like, I can barely hear anything. So, I guess if you don't have that problem, if you have amazing cinemas where you live, or whatever, yeah, wherever you live, maybe that would be pretty, that would not be a necessity. But me personally, if you live in Australia, you go to Hoyts or something like that. Maybe it's because I'm going to Hoyts. Maybe I should start branching out to, like, different cinemas. It's just, all the cinemas near me are Hoyts. Like, I can't be asked to drive, like, 20 minutes away, you know, going to cinema that I don't know whether it's going to be good or not. There's also, I've been recommended some good cinemas as well in Perth, which are, you know, cheaper. It is a bit but then it's far, but also, like, it's not in a good area. Like, there's an area in Perth called Belmont. It's not a very nice area. And the mall that it has used to be pretty shit. Now it's actually pretty decent. Not that I've been there recently, but I went there, like, a while back, and it was a lot better. It was, like, a lot better. But it's still a shit area. Still, like, I still would not really want to walk around at night over there. So, and it's like, oh, the cinema's great. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want someone to, like, fucking throw a rock on my fucking car window. Not saying that it can't happen to, like, a nice neighborhood or whatever. No, I'm not also saying that I live in the best neighborhood. But I'm just saying, I kind of don't want to risk myself getting attacked at night. So, yeah, basically that's it. I'd recommend watching it in the best way possible, just because of how, like, amazing the sound engineering is, and how the movie looks. It's all nice. I'd probably personally give the movie an 8. Animation wise and everything is amazing. It's Demon Slayer, and some of the moments, the strong moments, do hit you in the feels. But I just didn't think it was the strongest story. The characters in it, especially the villains, like I said, is not the greatest. I would say the Hashira and Rengoku, who's in the movie, he steals the movie for me. I think he's probably one of the best parts of the movie, and the fact that Zenitsu isn't really in it, considering I don't really like Zenitsu. Out of the three boys, I guess Zenitsu is probably my least favorite. But also, we didn't get that much of Nezuko, who's one of my other favorite characters, I guess. I think, I think there's a few things that I was missing in the show as a movie that, you know, is sort of what I love about Demon Slayer as well. Just that camaraderie and fighting together and stuff. And I don't know, I'm really interested in how the other arcs are gonna get translated into an anime, just because of how crazy some of these arc scenes look in the manga, and how just how brutal and violent and kind of vicious how the fights are. So I'm really interested to see. I actually kind of want to reread some of the Demon Slayer volumes that I have. So I might do that after this. I think overall, it's a good movie. It's a very good movie. Definitely kind of overhyped, but then again, I've read it and I kind of know, I have an idea of what's going to happen and what did happen. But even without all the hype, even if I've not seen it, I still think I'd still have the same sort of, I'm still super excited for the movie, obviously, but I think my level of excitement is probably not as high as some people's, just because they literally don't know what happened. But I was still kind of hyped for the movie, and I think overall, it's a pretty good movie. I'll give it an 8, and I'd really recommend you guys, if you guys see in the first season, please watch the movie. And let's get this movie to, like, a high level of, like, I mean, it's already, like, the biggest movie in Japan, right? But I really want it to be really well known internationally. Like, I want it to be Your Name. And I'm not saying that Your Name is not as good, or, like, I'm not saying I don't like Your Name. It's just, like, I like it when records are being broken. And I want anime to get even bigger, because this is a movie that's connected to the anime, so people watching the movie might end up, you know, be like, oh, anime is actually pretty good. Or, like, they might have watched the first season, or whatever the case may be. I just want more people to watch anime, man. And I think this is the best time, at least till, like, in the future, I guess, when anime is, like, everywhere, to watch anime, just because everyone's doing that now, and there's so many people watching anime and reading manga and stuff. So yeah, hope to see you here for you, not here, I hope to do a little bit more podcasts, you know, when I get a little bit less busy. I'll try to do it once a week, like maybe on a Friday or Saturday when I'm not too busy. And yeah, I'll try to figure out what to talk about next. I have been watching anime, okay guys, it's not like I didn't watch anime while I was gone. I have been watching anime, but just not as much as I have previously. I think this is probably one of the most inactive I've ever been watching anime the last month or two, because I still watch shows, and I still, you know, I would still watch a show, at least I still watch episodes of shows per week, but I don't know, I just at least recently have not been really looking for something. But I don't know, man, maybe one day I'll get back to it again, like I used to, where I just kept watching anime and just didn't fucking stop. Hope to see you guys later, and have a good day or night. See ya.